to join.
Morning. Can't hear you for some reason.
How's that? Is that better? Good morning.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I think I heard from Mr. Aramita.
He said he was going to call in.
I believe he's traveling, but he said he would try to call in.
And Mr. DePietro?
He said he was going to be here.
If you recall, he didn't like the time that we were going to have the meeting, but said he would attend. Yep.
Can't burn my brush farm. Too wet and too cold.
Yeah,
or too windy. Farm.
Well, it's not windy. There's nothing around it. It's just, it's so wet.
Talk to my brother. Just about everything.
Yeah. Oh, they got that squirrel coming. Yeah.
Oh.
They're loving it. The lakes are going to be full for a change.
Yeah.
California doesn't know what to do.
Mead and Powell.
Well, they'll get, they're starting to go, yeah. I don't know how much it'll, but it's a big turnaround.
Well, we have a quorum, everyone, so it is 9:32, so at this point I will call the first meeting to order, the special AP meeting, January 17th at 9:32. Welcome everyone, and at this time we move on to item number two, consider an act on AP report. Are there questions that we can answer or try and have answered for you? I did notice that there are different prices for referees. I'm sure that goes with the length of service or their, if they're students or not.
It varies with them.
And I looked at the electric bills and thought, oh, they're going to go up.
Ours are not going to go up. We're locked in.
We are.
Yeah. Till the end of 2024.
You know, there's some good news every once in a while, and that's one piece of it. Any other questions? Adam, do you have a question?
Well, I noticed the Notch Road Municipal Center electricity is still out of line with all the others.
It's crazy.
That's still...
John Butromovitz is with us this morning, and he will answer that question. Thank you, John.
You got to remember, it's both Notch Road and the Senior Center. So you got the rooftop unit running constantly for makeup there. And then we still have to heat the old part of the building. So that's 6 or 7 big circulating pumps running nonstop too.
Bob Moore?
And I know we're replacing which pickup truck are we replacing?
The schools.
Okay.
Well,
that's what this one is. 32.
What page are you on?
Fridge one.
What does it say?
Refuge removal. Oh, contact pickup. Refuge removal. Never mind. Never mind. Not pickup truck. I misread it. Sorry. That coffee hadn't kicked in yet.
That's fine.
All right, I'm good.
American Waste. And who's on phone too?
And with that,
I guess Mike, but.
Hang on 1 second.
We're not connected yet.
We're going to wait just one moment. There's a phone connecting in, and we think it might be...
It's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello there. How you doing?
How are you?
Thank you for connecting in. Do you have any questions, Mike? We're on item number 2, act on the AP report. Do you have any questions that you would like answered?
Nope, I'm good.
Adam, you're all set?
I'm off. I'm fine.
Okay, then at this point, I would... ask for a motion to approve the AP report as presented.
Awesome.
So moved. I need a second.
Second.
Adam Teller seconds. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have 4 out of 4 votes with 1 being absent. We'll move on to number 3 and the budget transfers. Jim?
I don't believe we have any.
We do not have any.
There's nothing added that we had out today. Nope. Thank you very much. Then we will go right on to number 4. Consider an act on approval for the program coordinator / administrative assistant for the senior center. This is a proposal that we'd like to bring forward to the board for this meeting. Jim?
So while it's sad that we have one individual from the senior center that is retiring, you know, we always look at these things to see if there is an opportunity for positive change. And one of the things that the Senior and Social Services Department has been asking for some time is to have a program coordinator. And, you know, with the tight budgets, you know, we've not been able to fund that. So I did meet with the Senior and Social Services Director about a week ago, and we discussed what the possibilities might be in order to make some changes to get them more of what they need. Programming has become much more robust since, we've kind of gotten into an endemic rather than a pandemic. Things are much more busy at the senior center. Programming is robust. And one of the things that we talked about, and I've asked Carrie to provide you some information, is we think that there's an opportunity if we change this position from a part-time secretarial position to a part-time position that is both a program coordinator and with secretarial duties, that there may be opportunities for some expanded programming. There may be opportunities for some changes in hours. Right now with 2 part-time secretaries, it's difficult to have multiple programs going on at the same time. And Carrie believes that this would be an opportunity to positively impact her programming abilities. In conversations with our finance director, we believe that we can cover the additional funds needed for this position out of this year's budget without having to impact anything. But obviously, we don't want to do this if we're not able to support it fiscally moving forward. And so the other piece of information that Carrie has provided for you is what the fiscal impact would be for the following fiscal year.
Jim, this is a 20, it will be a total of 28 hours.
Right, we'd be go for going from 17 hours to, we'd be going from 17 hours to 28 hours, and it would be a combined position.
So the probationary rate on the fact sheet that we were given, and the question I have is how much would the benefits cost be?
This is a, this would be a non-benefit position.
It's over,
it's over 30. It's 30 and off.
It's over 30 is now. Thank you. Appreciate that. Is there any questions? Adam, do you have a question?
Does Terry think we're going to be able to attract somebody capable with these skills for an introductory rate of $17.41 an hour?
Jim?
Well, you know,
with no benefits.
I guess I can't answer that. I guess we don't know until we try. I did ask Carrie to put this together based on the best information she could gather. And while I haven't had a conversation with her since she put this together for us, you know, I would hope that she did a little bit of homework to find out, you know, what a competitive wage would be.
And I'm assuming that the reason we're doing this now instead of in the course of a budget conferencing is that there's a vacancy that we'd have to fill one way, or we'd need to fill one way or the other, and I don't know, fill one and then
that's accurate.
That person and, okay.
Yes, that's accurate.
We thought it'd be hard to have someone come in with as the taking the administration admin assistant position. And then say, well, we might be expanding the position, you know, that kind of maybe if sort of kind of. And when looking at the financial situation right now, we thought that there was money in this year's budget. Bob?
I'm just trying to determine, I'm not, what's the differential? I mean, from
$13,000, not counting, $13,000 a year.
Yeah, okay.
Give or take, not counting the payroll. I don't know. Does this include? This doesn't include the payroll expense. So the payroll tax is in addition to that.
Right.
It's 7.5%, right? So
that's
add 7.5%.
Okay.
Plus workers' comp, plus whatever, anything that goes by salary. So it's actually more like another.
Maybe 17.
15, that call it 15,000.
Yeah.
On top.
When you look at these, on top of this.
Yeah. Adam?
I don't know, we don't have a motion on the floor, so I won't comment, but unless you want to entertain further discussion, Madam Chair.
I can entertain further discussion at this time.
I mean, I feel the way I feel about all these things. Objectively, this is better bang for the buck. It's an improvement to service for the seniors. All very good things. But my problem is that we're looking at it objectively in isolation from the entire budget. Whereas when we actually looked at it in the entire budget, we cut this position. You know, in last budgeting round, this was one of the, you know, pieces on the floor at the end of the bloodbath. So, and I feel badly about that. But the fact is, we went through three, you know, multiple referenda and couldn't get a budget supported until we did those cuts. So to some extent, we're telling the taxpayers, you know, well, we don't care that you wanted this cut the first go around, we're going to throw this $15,000 back into the budget. And when we come around to voting this spring, we either support that level of service or we don't. I'm okay with supporting that level of service for the seniors. Makes sense to me. But then I know what's going to happen. We're going to have to defend it in three months at a referendum. And I hope that everyone who votes for this will also defend it when it comes around and not cut it, because where is that $15,000 coming from?
Thank you, Bob Moore.
Coming from a vote.
One of the significant differences, we're eliminating, in effect, eliminating a position. In actual, we are replacing a position, a modified position. What we had last time was we kept the same two people that we had there and added a position on top of that. That's a significant difference on this. But that doesn't change the fact that there's $15,000 in additional costs that we have to deal with in the overall budget when we look at
it. So,
but with that said, I concur that this is the time to do it. And I think for everybody concerned, it's the biggest bang for the buck that we're going to get. And with that, I think we should approve it. I would make a motion that we do.
We have a motion to approve on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second it just for discussion.
A second it for discussion. Mike Aramita, would you like to just bring up?
Yeah, the one of the things that I'm thinking about is the fact that, a question. Could we do without the position until the next?
I think you're asking, Mike, could you repeat the question?
I think he froze.
Yes, could we hold off on this position until the 1st of July to see if it would be included in the final draft of the budget? And can the senior center work without the position person that's leaving until the 1st of July?
Jim, would you like to respond?
They tell us no. That would be very challenging. If there's a midway point here, potentially what we could do is try to fill the position temporarily until we get a budget approved.
I feel uncomfortable with the fact that we may be sitting in July or late May or June with sitting there looking at this saying we have to cut it. And we've let somebody out to hang out to dry, so to speak. I would feel more comfortable.
What? I'm sorry, keep going, Mike. I thought you finished.
No, I would feel more comfortable if we knew that it was in the new budget and approved.
Bob Moore?
One of the issues, and you asked a good question, Mike, but one of the issues that is we're dealing with is it a significant increase in demand in social services that's taking away a lot of the, if you will, the time and efforts that go towards the senior side of this operation and everything else. And to not fill that position now, I think it would make not impossible, but it's very improbable for things to continue at this level of service. And a good portion of that is not senior services, it's really social services side of it, rather than just senior services side of it. So that's why I feel that this position is important. It's more so than a lot of other positions, because the demand on social services, well, the economy is not gonna bounce back and make things easier. The demand's going to be even stronger any way we look at it, we're going to be facing this thing now. You might as well face it now, deal with it. And when we go forward, we're going to have to figure out, may have to jockey things around. But this position, I think, is critical to help that whole concept of senior and social services working together to be effective.
So I'd like to add that I have been going to the senior center just about every week. And what I have seen at the senior center is an increase in the last year of attendance of people coming in, using the facilities for many, many activities going on. And we've taken exercise programs that have gone from just being once or twice a week now, just about to two or three programs a week that are extending out many days. And one of the things we know for our seniors is health is very important. And we don't have a gym nearby. We don't have those kinds of facilities. We have the ability to get our seniors there if they need to come. So I think health-wise, that's important. And I'm going to reflect on what Bob Moore just responded to, and that is our senior center has two very big pieces. One is our seniors center for activities, for programs, for enjoyment, for health. But we also have a food pantry, and we also have that the town manages, which has become very important. And which is part of the need for having an administrative assistant position for part of the time as a job sharing with the other person that's currently there. And we have, but it's the social service part that needs to be taken care of. And we have an expert who does that in the form of Carrie, and she needs the relief from programming. She can't do both. Adam?
I have to agree with Bob and Pam on this. I think that after multiple years of pandemic, our seniors are more at risk of isolation than they ever have been. And if there's one place where we could legitimately, you know, enhance programming, it would be that. I just want to say that, you know, you can't vote for this increase in budget, which is effectively an increase in taxes, and not support it when it comes around for voting. And anybody who might be listening in town who's thinking about whether to vote on the next budget, when you think about that it's $15,000 too high, the reason is this vote. So I'm supporting it, but with the understanding that I expect the people in town to also support it, because it's objectively supportable.
Thank you, Adam.
Michael? Yeah. Yes. What was the balance left over in the senior budget last year?
Jill? We have Jill with us, who's joined us. Jill Collins?
You have to give me... let me look up their budget sheets. Oh, I can't do it that way because it just says what. So you'll have to give me a minute. I'll have to get into last year.
So let's ask any other questions that we can answer while Jill is working on that. Jim, do you have any further comments?
No.
Okay. So what I do know is for the administrative assistant position, it's shared. Some weeks, one person will work 3 days, the other person works 2 days, and then they swap off. That's how this job sharing has worked. And it's important right now with the other person, with Karen leaving, that we fill that position very quickly. So the first part is the no budget increase, because that is the replacement factor. We're not giving a salary increase. It's just going to stay the same, but it's the other half position, and that brings it up to the 28 hours per week.
And we're going to have one person who's basically a clerical person, and one person that's going to be designated an administrative assistant.
So what
sharing a job?
Jim?
So one is an administrative assistant at 17 hours a week. The other would be a program coordinator at 28 hours a week that also has administrative assistant responsibilities.
Okay, so they're going to, two different titles are sharing one job.
Half of this position we're talking about today, yes, would be sharing hours to do the job.
Okay. I would just like to see what the balance was in last year's budget and know whether it could be absorbed in that budget if possible. That would leave me more comfortable voting yes on this if I knew that we've had money left over in the senior budget for the past couple of years, and worst case scenario, we absorb it within that budget.
Thank you. Jill, how are you doing?
So that was $23,444 left. 21,000 was in the salary line.
So we had money last year that we could have used to absorb this position.
Yes.
Correct. And so, there would still be money left over.
Right. So if we vote on this, worst case scenario, we absorb the money right out of the senior budget.
So, Jill, was there an anomaly last year that caused that, or was it, you know, simply over-budgeting in that line item?
Well, I'm not sure when. Did we start going back to more services with the van drivers at a certain time during last year? I don't know when that started happening again. So I'm thinking it might be part of it's the drivers, either not having enough of them, or maybe they weren't in the beginning of that year. Maybe they weren't back to using the van as much. I'm not sure when we came back.
So you're right. That's the unknown part of the budget is how many van driver hours we're going to have.
Right. How are we doing this year in that line item for our seniors? Can you look at what we've spent so far and take a guess as to what we're going to have left over at the end of the year? Are we 60% expended in every line item?
Well, I'll have to go back to that year, but the salary line right now is about 23 on. It looks like it'd be left over, but unfortunately we can't encumber the drivers. So we have 6 months of drivers that aren't in that picture. So we're not going to have that. We're not going to be in the 20,000s this year for what's left over in the salary line.
Where are we going to be this year?
No.
You should be able to take a shot at it.
Well, I can't because it all depends on the drivers. We have 6 months of drivers, and if she some weeks she has a lot more hours in for drivers than others. So,
but how have we been going so far this year? Are we on track to spend all of it or not?
No, not all of it.
Give me a guess as to what's going to be left.
Well, I got to get into that year, and then it'll take me a couple minutes because I'll have to go look back at how much has been spent on drivers.
I'm talking this fiscal year.
Yep. But I'll have to get into that year in my computer, and then I'll have to calculate what we've spent so far because we've only spent six months of it so far this year. So right. If I take that and for the rest of the year, it'll give us a better idea.
Yep. That would make me feel more comfortable.
Yep. All right. Give me a minute.
Let's keep in mind that she's looking for more drivers, too. Not to say that that's going to happen, because we've been looking for drivers for the last year, but she is looking for more drivers.
But more drivers doesn't necessarily mean more hours. It just means more people to fill the hours.
Yeah. Jim?
I don't know if we have a lot of unmet demand with regard to ride services.
Right. More drivers would just mean the money would be spread out over more people.
Right. Yes, and we do have some drivers that are, we don't wish to have burnout.
Yep. I'm sorry I'm being a pain, but before I vote yes and feel that I can support it, I'd like to know if there's a cushion, should we have to look for a place to come?
No, we're appreciative of your questions and comments, both you, Adam, Bob, and they're all well-founded and appreciated.
The dog would like a drink, Mike.
Yes, I know.
It's going back and forth watching the cup.
What state are you in, Michael?
Still in Connecticut. Takes forever to get out of Connecticut. Once you're out of Connecticut, the drive's easy.
This is the best part, I think, of having virtual.
Yeah. It's toasty in there. It's toasty.
Yeah, the sunshine's coming in. I had many more layers on.
Dog's just loving it.
Yeah.
The face.
One of the best parts of going to taking paperwork down to the Ermitas is the visit.
Oh, you get to visit.
That was Cheryl and Mike. That's the second best part.
I just want to know who's going to be voting, Mike or the dog.
I think I'm going to let him vote on it.
As an aside, at the moment, we'll be having the budget workshop right after this, and we will be looking at a new highway department worksheet that should have come through when you're ready to.
No, we didn't email it.
Ruh-roh.
We didn't, because I just
we will be doing an auditory presentation by Kathy McCavanaugh.
Well, Jill can probably share it on the screen too.
Oh, even better. Jill, you're going to have so many things.
Fine to us as far as
yeah.
It was nice to have the day off, but doesn't help with productivity. That's all right. I thought I had a meeting tonight and I don't, so I gained some time back. I thought Kappa was tonight, but it's not. It's tomorrow night.
I hate to hold everybody up, but
oh, it's a good question, Mike.
Is the change in the highway department the correction on the uniforms?
That's one of them.
The uniforms. This was going to get his crew the really good uniforms.
The gold plated one.
Not shaky at the butt. There's too many zeros.
All of it, all about it.
Number are we looking at? Diesel walking in.
Yeah, well, we just talked about gas. Good. Diesel, we may be able to, but they haven't gotten back to me.
55.
I think it could be down to.
That's right. I don't have the freaking tires on it.
The thing changes every day. Could be down in the workforce. But that kind of doesn't open up for months.
Yeah.
And
Hi, Jill, are you ready?
Yes, so if I take what we've already spent for half the year and I take the unencumbered balance, we'd have about $16,000 left over for this year.
So we could afford that should we need to cut?
Well, you got to take into consideration positions, the increase that'll happen July 1st, but you would probably, maybe not. It would be over. We would have less than, if you take into consideration the increase, you'd have less than $15,000.
What I'm looking for is a prediction on, in essence, next year's expenditure in that line item. And if we had $15,000 this year, we might have a little bit less, but we might be able to absorb the majority of that out of a senior budget overrun.
Michael, it sounds like we could, with the exception of workers' comp and those other fringe costs.
Yeah, we would be close. So if we had to grab a couple thousand here and there, we're not going to be in a position where we could not support this going forward. If we had no increase next year in this line item, we could probably, or in the, say no increase at all in the senior budget, we would be close to being able to absorb it, with the exception of a couple of raises and things. So I could support it under these conditions, yes.
Thank you. Any other further questions, Adam or Bob? Then I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Michael?
He said aye.
He said aye, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it was Mike, not the dog, for the record.
So we have
I didn't have a pop.
4-4. Thank you very much. At this time, I will adjourn the meeting at call for adjournment. Do I need a motion?
Need a motion? So moved.
So moved. We have a second to adjourn this meeting?
Second.
Aramita has seconded it, and it is at 10:05. At 10:05 at this time, I will call to order the budget workshop meeting. Thank you, gentlemen, for your patience. At this time, we go right into the budget on number two, the town operations budget. John, if you would like to address.
You want to just go through like I normally do?
I don't have a copy.
I didn't
give
you a packet.
I have the right one.
Nothing for you.
There was two separate.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. We'll go back. Okay. John Butromovich.
So regular payrolls, the negotiated raises for the full-time staff. Other payroll, that's our summer help and longevity, that's gone up because of minimum wage. Also having
John, question.
Okay.
Your summer payroll, did we take into consideration taking over the cemetery maintenance?
So we discussed that as John was building his budget, and we're able to take those funds directly from the cemetery account, so they do not have to go into John's budget.
Okay, cool.
I'd ask Michael to hold your question until he gets through his presentation.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Mike, could you mute too? Because I think your road noise is coming through.
So other payroll, part-time help is our summer help at Indian Notch Lake. That's showing the increase because of minimum wage going up and also having the summer manager that worked out phenomenal this summer. Overtime is just negotiated raises. Professional education, no change there. Repair and maintenance services. The big increases there are alarms. Last year we was the early part of switching from TN to security technologies, monitoring our alarms, and we paid a little out of the year before. And this is bringing us in line to having all the bills paid at the beginning of the year. The finance copiers, they added two printers. They're micro printers, and this is bringing that maintenance of those into it. And the other big one was the buildings hiring contractors coming in. Communications, we were able to go down a little on this one, mainly because of the send line, which is our internet. A couple of them went up a little bit, but nothing too major. Postage, we went up because we ran out with all the ROV mailings and double tax bill mailings. Increased it a little bit just to cover the double tax bills. I doubt ROVs will be sending out as much as they had to last year. Supplies and maintenance, the $2,000 every 3 to 4 years we had in Indian National Park. And that's we deferred it last year, but we should really do it this year. Heating fuel, Connecticut Natural Gas is suggesting to increase it by the supply portion by, I believe it was 40%, 30 to 40%, and that's what this number shows. Electricity, I funded Notch Road completely like it used to be, not knowing when the portables were gonna be in and we're tearing that down. First aid, no change. Uniforms, no change. Equipment, no change. And professional and business training, no change.
Questions for John? We'll start with Bob Moore.
No.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Adam Teller? And Mike? Aramita? You're in mute, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just hit the button. My only question is what John talked about with the gas. I don't see a 40% increase there.
I
see something less than that.
It's 40 on just the actual propane, the like your electric bill. It's only half of the bill.
Okay. So it's only
on the supply portion they're seeing the increase.
Okay, so that's why it's 40. Okay.
Yeah, less.
That makes sense.
Good.
Pam, is the budget up now?
Real small.
Yes, yeah. It is, but it's very small. Mike, do you have it in front of you?
He can't be reading and driving.
You're muted again, Mike.
I have I have it on my tablet in front of me, so I don't really need it on my Zoom phone.
Very good. Then we will, Jill, we're all set then. Jim, do you have any comment you'd like to make?
No.
Very good. Thank you for that presentation. We're moving on to the highway, and we have with us Lance Dimmick. And we have for you a new sheet that just has a couple of simple corrections. Well, they're kind of big corrections, but they were just a zero here or there. Lance?
Basically, the labor is up the contract amount of 2 3/4.
Could he get closer to the microphone?
Can you could you sit here right here? Just next chair over.
Okay.
You talk long.
He's in more in my category.
Lance.
Thank you.
So the payrolls, the contract amount. Educational training, which I just got a transfer now for required courses coming up in a couple of months, is the mandatory flagger training at $100 a person, which comes up every 4 years. Maintenance service with repairs and also repair and maintenance supplies, which is down number of lines. I went up 10% there. We have found in the last year a 10 to 25% increase in the price of parts. And also service, like our truck service, if we send it out, going from $120 an hour to $180, which is a 50% increase. So 10%, hope for years without a lot of breakdowns. Tree trimming went down because we are getting caught up on the ash trees. So that should come down. Catch basin cleaning, sweeping the same. Catch basin went up a little bit. That contract is due. And so I have no idea what it's going to be on the new bid. Wastewater removal, the same. Shared services, the same. Diesel fuel went up an awful lot because we don't know what it'll be. We finally got the, I actually had more money than I dropped back, so I think 7,000 or 7,500. Because we got the new gas bid for this coming year, so we stabilized that. Sand and salt. This year, what we're paying now is 12% more than what I had budgeted for. So that's going up. So, I mean, if we get a, if this winter turns bad, like when other winters have, or next winter's bad, we will not have enough money, no matter what. Uniforms the same, equipment the same. Road repairs, we've, so far, and this is not even including the bid, which will come, should come in February, but this year from spring to fall, an 18% increase in the price of pavement. Over 3 years, it's 24%. And none of that, that's only due to the price of asphalt increasing. That has nothing to do with the price of transportation. And as we all know, fuel has doubled. That number is going to shoot right through the roof. So it amounts to about, 7 or 8% increase. And I just used the same numbers I used last year to come up with these numbers. There's no increasing as far as services or amount of materials in any of that.
How many, if I might, how many miles do you usually plan on a year?
Sorry,
go by miles?
Yeah, it all depends on what it is and the amount of catch basin work, et cetera, but try to do around 3 this year because of the increase from the year.
Question, Pam? Question?
Mike?
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the numbers, and Lance had said that uniform and supplies were the same, but last year it was 4,300. This year in the total, it's 43,000.
Let me make a correction for you, Mike. We had that was submittal number 1, and we have a corrected page that was presented this morning as number 2. I go over those costs for you so you can take a look at them under the table.
All I need to know is his original estimate was 1,124,000. Is that been now reduced by about 40,000?
Yes, there's a zero, an extra zero on that line for uniforms. It should be 4,300 and not 43,000.
So we should be down to about 1,080,000, something like that.
Well, there's a little. It's a little bit lower on the payroll line of about $6,000 also. So the bottom line under total for requests for 2324 should be 1,079,767,000.
That's pretty close to 1,080,000, like I said. Okay, very good.
Let's go back to, are you done, Lance? I'm sorry. I can see where his confusion was.
Oh, you finished.
You were working on pavement, and because my question for you was how many miles, and you said approximately 3, but not so much this year.
And now this year, of course, it depends on the width of the road, everything else. A mile of road if these prices maintain and whatever, it's going to be about $150,000. I used to figure 100, but 150,000 miles to pave. And that'll depend on width and everything else.
150,000.
Question again? Yes. On the road repairs and the repaving, I've noticed that in years gone by, we didn't do very much rip up and grinding. And in the last couple of years, we seem to be doing a lot more grinding. Is that forcing our costs up? And is there a reason why we're doing more now than we ever did before?
The reason we're doing is a couple of reasons. One, you get rid of the bad pavement on top and it makes pavement last longer. Also, coming into your curbings, driveways, runoffs, the whole road at the same level. So it solves a lot of problems. If we kept raising roads, especially in, let's say your road after the next repaving, it'd have to be curbing, and that would be half again as much as the pavement on the road. Milling, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but milling is roughly 10% of repaving. So in the long run, it actually makes the price cheaper.
Thank you. Adam, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I just had a question. Confirming, why is the first line payroll not going up very much? The previous version of this had it going up.
Do you want me to answer, Lance?
I mean, I assume we have higher contract rates.
Jill?
Well, because we hired a new mechanic and the highway contract, the first 6 months, they make 75% of their pay. Then it goes to 85% for the next 6 months. And then the whole second year, they get 90% of their pay. So the pay went up, yes, according to the contract, but he only gets 90% next year of the hourly rate.
So it'll ramp up. Okay.
Yeah. And so the following year will be substantial. We're going to have a huge increase in that salary line. Because it's going to be the salary, it's going to be the contracted amount plus 10% of that person's salary.
Thank you. Bob Moore, any questions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just one. Since you mentioned something earlier that we might have a better handle on diesel prices in February, telling you?
Well, we don't know. And it's a crapshoot. I mean, if you locked in now and it goes down, I have no clue. The market has been so bad. Yeah.
But the bids come out.
The bids come out.
Well, now we just put the quantities in, so I don't imagine with Prague in April, maybe? Should be?
I would hope before that.
I heard the only reason I asked that is that we might have this information before we can do our...
Before we finalize the budget, yes.
We just locked up in the gas a couple of weeks ago, but those quantities went in August, September. I was out, but I know John put them in, so it was 3 or 4 months.
We'll reach out to Krog and see if we have an answer on when we might get those bids back.
Thank you, Jim.
They tried starting to move those closer to budget because everybody's doing budgets, but I can't remember when they came out anymore.
So it's the same question. Everybody has the same question.
They used to do diesel or heating oil.
Yeah, they do fuel oil too.
So, would you do for Adam and myself? Would you just describe that how that used to work and now how it works with Krog?
Yeah, we put the quantities in that we want, which those just went in for diesel fuel. And when they come out with the bids, then at that point we can lock in or use a floating price. We chose this last year to go floating. Whether that is paid off or not, I really don't know. But it's a crapshoot. We don't know where fuel from.
And John, would you just bring up what you just brought?
Normally, like you said, he just put in the quantities, and then Krog puts that list together, sends it out to vendors. It takes them a month or two, and then they send the results back after after the bid closes. It used to be in April we would get those results, and I don't know what they are anymore.
I just asked Sue Ellen to find out from CROG when they're going to send the bid out. So as soon as we know
that. It's still probably in enough time to make final adjustments to the budget.
And what about fuel oil?
Oh, we don't use it.
We don't use it anymore.
I have one building that
we're
has
all natural gas.
Oh, yeah, just here.
Doesn't mean.
I thought there was one.
Yeah, just one here apart. That's 800 gallons a year. We don't even put it on the list. It's not worth it. We normally keep that off as diesel price.
Yeah.
Very good to know. Anything further, Jim?
No.
If there are no further at this time, is there anybody who would like to talk further about any line item for these gentlemen while we have them here that are with us virtually? Mike?
My only question is tree trimming. Lance had said in the past few years that we have thousands of ash trees that have to come down, and we're going down 20,000 in tree trimming this year. Is that a wise choice to make, knowing that we have all of these? Are we going to be facing a big increase in the next couple of years to make up for this year?
Remember, not like most people, I started ash trimming or ash removal 15 years ago. I'm a little bit ahead of the game, I believe, for most people, or for considering most towns. Town of Coventry is totally behind the eight ball. So I think we can drop it back, and kind of looking down the roadways, there is not that many that are really ours. There's a lot of private trees behind the property line, which we are not responsible for. Those are the homeowners. It's behind, I mean, let's say Hebron Road, if it's behind the stone wall, that's the property owner's responsibility, not ours. And I have been able to take a number of them and switch them over to power company responsibility. So that has helped out. I mean, they right now, I believe they owe me, or they promised to take down another, I don't know, somewhere 25, 28 trees, something like that.
Thank you. Shared services. Jill, do you have a comment on any of these issues, on any of these lines, Jill? Okay. Nope. And Adam, are you all, do you have any further questions, Adam? Good. Okay. So we do not.
One quick question.
Yes, Mike.
This doesn't have anything to do with this year's, next year's budget. It has to do with the current year's budget. Have we gotten our skid steer?
That is a good question. We have money in for the skid steer. It is not enough because of price increases and component parts that we are looking to get. So there will be more money asked for in the CAPA budget for skid steer addition, but that'll be CAPA. Is that correct?
Why can't we make a transfer out of this year's money and get the machine? There was money. There's money
left. Mike, that's a question for CAPA for tomorrow night.
Okay.
I understand. But thank you for the heads up, and we'll take a look at it, and we'll have an answer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and the diesel bid will be issued by CROG on February 6th.
Everybody,
that's issued from CROG to the diesel suppliers, correct? Not back to CROG.
Oh, we already put in the numbers, right? So
we put the numbers.
We put the numbers in.
Yeah, but that's not.
Those may have been by. I don't know what the cutoff date we had up happened in.
Very good. So no action is taken on this. So at this point, I will take a motion. And first of all, I'll say thank you very much for taking the time and for our guest today. Anything for the good of the cause, Jim, to add?
No, I think budget? Sure. No,
and the next one is?
Next week. I don't know off the top of my head.
The next week.
Next Tuesday, isn't it?
I think so.
Kathy sent the budget calendar out to everybody that we have done.
Yeah, I think next Tuesday is the next one.
But yeah, Mike's right.
And it's evening, right, Joe?
Yeah.
5:30, I believe, right?
5:30, correct.
Very good. So at this time, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
And a second. Mike seconds it, and it is at 10:27. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Have a safe trip, Mike.
Thank you much.
Thank you all. Have a good day.